American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker. Is the cattle herd still in expansion mode? The most recent USDA Cattle on Feed report has some clues to that question. Here's USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagum with the latest numbers.
The number of cattle on feed and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater on January 1st was just under 11.5 million head, which was about 8% above a year ago. The number of cattle placed on feed during December was just under 1.8 million head, which was about 1% above a year earlier. Feedlots marketed about 1.8 million head during December, which was about 1% less than a year ago. But if you make an adjustment for the fact there was one less slaughter day during December, it was about 3.5% higher.
Looking deeper into the inventory by sex,
we had about 4.1 million head of heifers and heifer calves on feed, which was about 16% above a year ago, and about 36.2% of total inventory. And that compares with about 33.8% of the total number of cattle on feed a year ago.
So cow-calf operator is not holding as many heifers back for breeding. Shagum says their returns have been moderately positive.
So it would indicate probably more of a steady state, not tremendous signals for expansion, but nor a strong signal for contraction.
And that's USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagum.
Meet Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, the host of USDA's 94th Annual 2018 Agricultural Outlook Forum. Secretary Perdue will be on hand to welcome nearly 2,000 attendees for USDA's largest annual meeting. The AOF is a platform for conversation on key agricultural issues. The two-day meeting will be at the Crystal Gateway Marriott Hotel in Arlington, Virginia, Thursday and Friday, February 22nd and 23rd, 2018. AOF information is available at www.usda.gov/OCE/forum. USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender.
American Cattle News getting ready to blaze a trail to Phoenix. The 2018 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is tomorrow through Friday. More details at beefusa.org and hashtag beefmeat. And stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.